From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A special session of the Arkansas legislature is underway, and the governor is hoping his $50 million highway plan can gain more traction after day one of the legislative session. The business of legislating opened with the usual formalities.
All right, at this time, I appoint the following individuals to notify the Senate that the House is in session and ready for business. Hopefully, they'll let you in the door.
Speaker Jeremy Gillum called the House into order and gathered the Senate for a combined session to hear from the governor, Asa Hutchinson.
The overriding and primary concern of this session is to deal with the need of highway funding here in Arkansas to make sure that
Hutchinson
we have
Hutchinson continued making the case for his no new taxes five-year highway plan.
The federal highway plan that Congress enacted provides for $200 million more in additional revenue for our highways for Arkansas, provided we make the match. I just came from a meeting of other governors, and they're all scrambling as to how they can meet that match. Some do not have the support of the legislature to accomplish that, and they will lose that funding.
There are 14 other items on the call, running the gamut from publicity rights to pausing academic distress designations in public schools. Hutchinson joked it's not a long list, at least compared to his predecessors.
Governor Clinton, in one session, had 104 items, and another special session had 285. Senator Dismang and Speaker Gillum, I want to assure you I'm not going to do that.
Hutchinson's hope of a speedy three-day session ran into a bit of a roadblock almost immediately after his remarks. The Senate Transportation Committee deadlocked 4-4 on the highway plan.
Mr. Hester, you have two bites at the apple.
I understand.
Chair Bill Sample of Hot Springs said the governor's plan simply is not sustainable.
You can build a road or a building with one-time money, but you can't maintain a highway with one-time money, and that's all it is.
Senator Brian King was another Republican no vote. The Berryville resident said he doesn't want to start paying for highways with surplus money.
It's not a plan, it's a gamble. I've been down here long enough to know that surpluses, there are only surpluses if you have them. And, you know, with something like highways, we need dedicated revenue streams. It's very important to have that. We don't have that in this bill.
Senator Ronald Caldwell says the use of surplus funds, which would for the first time ever send general revenue to highways, amounts to a new tax burden for Arkansans. Traditionally, user-based gas taxes have funded the state's roadways.
It's a de facto or incognito or camouflage tax burden. And while we're not raising the tax rate on the working class people of Arkansas, we are raising
Ultimately, after several recesses and false starts, the committee compromised. Instead of accepting the Republican governor's plan, members passed a bill to support only the first year of the five-year plan. Earlier, Senator Jimmy Hickey of Texarkana said it was his preference, hoping to pass a long-term bill in next year's regular legislative session.
Just, I would prefer to get the federal match here, wait, since we're going to go into the regular session, see if we can figure out something again, and if we can't, I would carry what your bill is.
Speaking to reporters prior to the committee votes, Governor Hutchinson said he wasn't interested in any one-year plan. He called his an intermediate plan rather than a short or a long-term scheme.
But this is not a one-time fix. It's not a one-year plan. It's a longer-term plan. The federal highway bill goes for 5 years, and so this provides matching funds each of those 5 years and a continuing stream of money to the highway commission. I would not want and I would oppose any effort to restrict this to a one-year plan because it is not a one-year plan.
Hutchinson said he simply isn't worried that surplus money won't materialize in the future.
Let's just see how it works out. I'm really confident about this plan, one, because we've always run a surplus, because we're conservative. And secondly, we've got other options for additional funding that flows into a rainy day fund and gives us flexibility for discretionary money.
As for the fuel tax, part of the longer-term solutions offered by those in his own typically tax-increase-reluctant party, Hutchinson said that's something he doesn't want to consider. He said if legislators want it, they should send it to voters.
If you present this in January to the legislature, I doubt that the mood will be any different for a tax increase in January versus now. The best alternative for a longer-term plan would be to present that to the voters. That can't be done till 2018.
When lawmakers head back to the Capitol, they'll now have two plans to consider: the governor's five-year plan that has passed on the House side and the one-year version in the state Senate. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.